Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Watcher Ruth. I'm coming to you this morning on January the 3rd, 2013. And I want to God bless everyone for tuning in this morning. God bless you. This is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere, where we're going to talk a little bit about the Word of Jesus Christ and the environment that we're living in now and decisions that many of us are going to have to make here very soon regarding our government and whether or not we're really going to be able to stay watching Dancing with the Stars and fishing programs and visiting with friends on the telephone, because these are dark, dark times that we're living in. We cannot walk through a battlefield without putting our armor on. And let no one deceive you that we are in a battlefield. We are going to be battling dark, dark forces. Strong dark forces. And they've been working and manipulating and changing the world for a long time. We haven't been paying very close attention. And we've been allowing those who creep in unawares, those spots in our feasts, those clouds without water, they have perverted the Word of God and subverted it, and they've introduced basically the consensus that it's all right to malign the Word of God and it's okay to do whatever you want, the doctrine of Thelma, do what you please. We have in this country fallen so far from the Word of Jesus Christ and initiating that every day in our lives and letting it take control of our car, so to speak, that we've driven our car into the ditch, and now we're in the ditch. We've let governments come in, and they're here. They have come here, and they are here. And we have a banana republic going on in this country where we have a president that isn't not even a citizen of this country. And the powers that have control are going to come try to take our guns away. And we're going to need to be thinking about that and what we're going to do. This isn't a game. This isn't a game show. This is reality. That we're going to put on the full armor of God. Because the whole world's under the sway of this evil, this fake Jesus. And we have to turn back, as the Word of God says, we have to turn back. We have to be in love with our faith. Because it's only by our faith that we're going to be saved through Jesus Christ. And we want to remember, let's go to Jeremiah 12:6. The Word of God says, even your own brothers, your own family have turned against you. They have plotted to call for a mob to lynch you. Don't trust them. No matter how pleasantly they speak, don't believe them. These people are going to come and divide as they've already been dividing this country. But because we have Jesus Christ in our lives, evil and sin doesn't need to be every part of our lives. We are spiritual beings walking in an earthly life. But it's very important to realize that with the helmet of salvation, the strength of God, the holiness of God, we know that we can escape the things that are coming up on earth when we are in love with our faith. Be in love with your faith, because we know there are principalities and powers that are from this first world age that we experienced that are going to be coming into this age. And we can see by the scriptures that we're going to read today how God tells us how to strengthen ourselves and how to stand firm, how to defend ourselves. And in essence, that we were born in the first world age, but in this age, in the age to come, that we have earned our position, because the first will be last, the last will be first. We will put on the power of his might. We will put on the power of the faith, which we will have when Satan is cast down. Because we are the elect, and we're told to stand against the devil and to use God's power and strength for our armor. Sometimes confusing to how it is this end of this age is going to happen. And I want to go, before I go to Ephesians, to 2 Thessalonians. And I'm not reading out of King James Bible again. I'm reading out of, let me see here. It is the Living Bible, paraphrased by Tyndale House Publishing. And now, what about the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, and about our being gathered together to meet him? Please, don't be upset and excited, dear brothers, by the rumor that this day the Lord has already begun. If you hear people having visions and special messages from God about this, or letters that are supposed to have come from me, don't believe them. Please, don't be carried away and deceived, regardless of what they say. For that day is not going to come until, first, two things will happen. There will be a time of great rebellion against God. And then the man of rebellion will come, and the son of hell. He will defy every god there is, and then tear down every object of adoration and worship. He will go in and sit as God in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Don't you remember that I told you this when I was with you? You know what's keeping him from being here already. For he can come only when his time is ready. So we know by reading that his time is only going to come when God unlocks the key to, gives Satan the key to unlock hell, Tartarus, or wherever he is. I'm going to go over to the book of Ephesians now and talk a little bit about how God has prepared us in this age, because the first will be last, the last will be first, and we've earned the positions that we have obtained in this earthly body. God knew us and wove us together in our mother's womb and determined which sons of God would be prophets, which daughters of God would be prophets, which would lead, which would humbly wash the feet of the brothers and the sisters. The same one who came down is the one who went back up, that he might fill all things everywhere with himself, for that the very lowest to the very highest. Some of us have been given special ability as apostles to others. He has given the gift of being able to preach well. Some have special ability in winning people to Christ, helping them to trust him as their Savior. Still others have a gift for caring for God's people as a shepherd does his sheep, leading and teaching them in the ways of God. Why is it that he gives us these special abilities to do certain things best? It is that God's people will be equipped to do a better work for him, building up the church and the body of Christ to a position of strength and maturity, until finally we all believe alike about our salvation and about our Savior, God's Son, and all become full grown in the Lord. Yes, to the point of being filled full with Christ. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different, has cleverly led us to a lie, made the lie sound like the truth, but instead we lovingly follow the truth at all times, speaking truly, dearly, truly, living truly, and so become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. And under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. And in each part, in his own special way, helps all the other parts so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Let me say this then, speaking for the Lord. Live no longer as the unsaved do, for they are blind and confused. Their closed hearts are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God because they have shut their minds against him. They cannot understand his ways, and they don't care anymore about right and wrong, and have given up themselves over to impure ways. They will stop at nothing, being driven by their evil minds and reckless lusts. But that isn't the way Christ taught you. If you have really heard his voice and learned from him the truth concerning himself, then throw off your evil nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and shame. Now your attitudes and your thoughts must all constantly be better, changing. You must be a new and different person, holy and good, clothing yourself with this new nature. So stop lying to each other. Tell the truth. For we are all parts of each other, and when we lie to each other, we're hurting ourselves. And when we're angry with each other, we sin by nurturing these grudges among each other. Don't let the sun go down when you're angry. Get over it quickly. And when you're angry, don't let your anger have a mighty foothold to the devil. If anyone's stealing, stop it. Use honest hands in honest work so you can give to others in need. Never using bad language and saying only what's good and helpful. Saying to them that you would only give them a blessing and never curse the Holy Spirit. Remember, he's the one who marks you to be present on the day of salvation and from sin to be completed. Stop being mean and bad-tempered and angry and quarreling. Don't dislike others. That should have no place in your life. Be instead kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God has forgiven you, because you belong to Christ. So be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to. Don't drink too much, for many evils lie along that path. Be filled instead by the Holy Spirit, and controlled in the Holy Spirit. Talking each day with each other about the Lord, quoting psalms and hymns and singing sacred songs, making music in your heart, always giving thanks to the Father. Last of all, I want to remind you where your strength lies so that you will have the power of the Lord and the power within you. I have to plug my phone in, darn it. Hang on a second. Losing my battery. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all the strategies and tricks of Satan. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies. The evil rulers of the unseen world. These mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it is all over, you will still be standing up. But to do this, you will need to be strong. The belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit's wishes. Plead with Him, reminding Him of your needs, and keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. Brothers and sisters, pray for me too. And ask God to give me the right words as I boldly tell others about the Lord. And as I explain to them that His salvation is for the Gentiles too. I am in chains now, preaching this message from God. But I will pray to keep speaking out boldly for Him. For even if they put me in prison, as I should, thank you, faithful helpers in the Lord's work. I will tell you about how I'm getting along. I'm sending Him to you for this purpose. May God give peace to you, my Christian brothers, and love, with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God's grace and blessing be upon all who sincerely love the Lord Jesus Christ. Sincerely. Paul. I'm going to go, since I have some extra time, to the book of Hosea and start in chapter 5. Listen to this, you priests and all you of Israel's leaders. Listen, all you men of royal families. You're doomed. For you have deluded the people with idols at Mizpah and Tabor and dug a deep pit to trap them at Acacia. But never forget, I will settle up with all of you for what you have done. I have seen your evil deeds, Israel. You have left me as a prostitute leaves her husband. You are utterly defiled. Your deeds won't let you come to God again. For the spirit of adultery is deep within you, and you cannot know the Lord. The very arrogance of Israel testifies against her in my court. She will stumble under the load of her guilt, and Judah too shall fall. And at last, they will come with their flocks and herds to sacrifice to God. But it will be too late. They will not find Him. He is withdrawn from them, and they are left alone, for they have betrayed the honor of the Lord, bearing children that aren't His. Suddenly, and all their wealth will disappear. So sound the alarm. Warn the trumpet. Warn and with the trumpet blasts in Gilgal and Ramah. And on over to Beth Raven Temple. Tremble, land of Benjamin. Hear this announcement, Israel, when your day of punishment comes. You will be a heap of rubble. the leaders of Judah will have become the lowest sort of thieves. Therefore, I'll pour my anger down upon them like a waterfall, and Ephraim will be crushed and broken by my sentence, because she is determined to follow idols. I will destroy her as the moth destroys wool. I will sap away the strength of Judah like dry rot. When Ephraim and Judah see how sick they are, Ephraim will turn to Assyria, to the great king there, but he can neither help nor cure. I will tear Ephraim and Judah as a lion rips apart its prey. I will carry them off and chase all their rescuers away. I will abandon them and return to my home until they admit their guilt and look to me for help again. For as soon as trouble comes, they will search for me and say, come and let us return to the Lord. It is he who has torn us. It is he who will heal us. He has wounded us. He will bind us up. In just a couple of days, or three at most, he will set us on our feet again to live in his kindness. Oh, that we may know the Lord. Let us press on to know him, and he will respond to us. As surely as the coming of dawn or the rain of early spring, O Ephraim and Judah, what shall I do with you? For your love vanishes like morning clouds and disappears like dew. I've sent all my prophets to warn of your doom. I've slain you with words of my mouth, threatening with death. Suddenly, without warning, my judgment will strike you as surely as the day follows night. My children, I do not want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me. But like Adam, you broke my covenant and you refused my love. Gilead is a city of sinners trapped with footprints of blood. All of her citizens are gangs of robbers lying in ambush for their victims, packs of priests. Murder along the road to Shechem and practice of every kind of sin. Yes, I've seen a horrible thing in Israel. I have seen Ephraim chasing other gods. Israel utterly defiled. O Judah, for you also there is a plentiful harvest of punishment waiting. When I wanted so much to bless you, there's some very difficult times ahead, family. Put on the full armor of God. Love your faith. Walking in faith, that's the only thing that's going to protect you. Standing firm till the harvest of the wheat and the tares. Till we go into eternity, protecting those with the word of God that we can. Standing firm in our faith with the full armor of God. Standing firm against the devil. Using God's power and strength and our faith in him. Hallelujah. Father God, lift up all that listen this morning. Help them discern how to put on the helmet of salvation, the full armor of God, how to fulfill your special purpose in you. God bless. go forward and bless someone else today in God's word. See you next time.